Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to have Bob Madeo, Senior Director of Product Marketing from Hitachi Data Systems, with me. Welcome, Bob.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on.
So, Bob, why don't you just start by describing how Hitachi Data Systems is addressing our enterprise IT market and your specific role at the company?
My role is I run the product marketing teams responsible for what we call our infrastructure solutions. That starts where a lot of people know us and probably where we'll spend some time talking today, our enterprise storage solutions, our efforts in Flash, the software that makes those things a reality for most customers and how they'll manage and protect their data. My team also drives some of our newer initiatives in converged infrastructure and hyper-converged infrastructure, how customers are now buying their compute in more of a packaging of the compute, the networking, and the storage together. And we have some of the associated software and our application solutions. So how might a customer leverage our technology for, you know, an SAP environment or virtualization environment? So we sort of had our history long ago in sort of the high-end mainframe space and are known for developing very robust high-end storage solutions. Over the last few years, though, we've really broadened the portfolio, really trying to become that true enterprise portfolio provider for all things a data center might need or a cloud provider might need. We actually have our server line and our compute blade line, our converged infrastructure solutions. And the larger Hitachi, if many knows, the big Japanese manufacturer, you know, big focus on using technology to help society. And a lot of our solutions are informed by things we do with other Hitachi companies, our construction companies, our power facilities. We do everything from water desalinization to bringing power and smart city initiatives. So we're trying to make sure we leverage what we learn in those big solutions and then build that back into our products. And a lot of that comes from working with Intel, which is terrific.
I know that we have a number of points of collaboration across our companies. And, you know, today is an exciting day with delivery of new platforms to the marketplace. But can you tell me a little bit in specific about the Hitachi Virtual Storage Platform family?
The Virtual Storage Platform family, or VSP as we so lovingly call it, it was really where Hitachi made its name in the industry. That's the new name for systems that have been in the industry for a long time. The latest solutions are extremely powerful, highly available, and we build lots of functionality into these systems. They're rated in the high-end space, the highest by Gartner Group over the last 3 years. We're very excited about that, but they compete across the spectrum. One of the big things and how they got their namesake is we leverage all the power we get from working with Intel and our Xeon processors and all the capabilities built in to virtualize not only the storage that sits within our system, but we try to create a management layer if people want to manage storage behind our solutions as well. So that computing power goes to running all this advanced software for replication and active computing in multiple sites, as well as bringing management to what a customer may have had as disparate solutions in the environment. And that's really where the virtual storage platform family lives, and we've really got common software now that can run against that great standardized Intel base from small solutions all the way up to very large enterprise class always-on solutions.
You're obviously innovating to bring new capabilities based on this change. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So one of the big things we did is we took the same software that runs from our entry point all the way up to our highest-end solution. So you can have a lot more commonality of operations. The systems can interoperate with each other. And that took a lot of work to standardize some of that processing and make sure that code could run efficiently across the line. That helped us because not everyone needs the biggest and best storage for their environment. Some people want to do more smaller systems and scale out and do different kinds of things. So we wanted to re-architect for that. The other thing that's clearly impacting our industry is the advent of flash storage. So Hitachi actually, while we were redoing this code, we also made significant changes a number of years back to optimize for when flash is installed in the solution. We actually treat things going on in storage differently if we know it's headed to flash. And so that's kept us relevant and shipping a lot of flash capacity to market. We've spent some time building our own type of capacity that's unique to the VSP line, and that's been going very well for us. And we've also brought out a new product line to focus on smaller entry flash requirements in our enterprise customers, also working with you guys on the development of what we're doing there. And we're pretty excited about the new Hitachi Flash storage line. You can buy that on its own, or you can even virtualize it behind those VSPs like we talked about.
I also saw news about the hyperscale-out platform.
One of the things that we've been focused on is this idea of the application's going to determine how you do software-defined. And for a high-end mission-critical database or very high-end application environment for our customers, our version of software-defined in the VSP world is, hey, we're going to automate the system, and we're going to have common functionality. But there's a whole new set of application types, born-in-the-cloud type applications that need scale-out. You may want to increment them and learn as you grow and really have faster time to change things and modify everything that's going on in the environment. We ended up going a direction in that type application space with the Hitachi Hyperscale-Up platform, which leverages very much standardized and Intel-based processing and a unique file system developed by Hitachi that runs with industry standard components like KVM type virtualization and a Linux underpinning for the whole operating system. What it means is we can scale out very quickly for growing workloads, and we built this file system so it can bring lots of information in quickly. When we talk about things in the greater Hitachi, like pulling in all these Internet of Things environments, one of the requirements we found is massive abilities to ingest data, massive data ingest. And we can do that by having this great file system and then run a virtualization layer over the whole thing. So you can bring up workloads, you can analyze the data that sits there, and then you can destroy those workloads, keep moving, always having that big pool of data. That's where the hyperscale-out platform is focused, and we're seeing some really exciting IoT use cases come to fruition with it. So yeah, it's a very exciting space for us.
Collaboration with key partners is just so critical, especially when you get into the hyper-converged space, in delivering the right software optimization, taking full advantage of the processor. And we'd love to see that you guys are engaged with us on both of our Cloud Builders and Storage Builders programs. Can you talk a little bit about your approach to broader solution optimization and why the Builders programs have been an effective tool for you?
The collaboration with Intel is one that really sits near the top of anything that we do. And the programs make it easier for us to not only understand how to leverage the capabilities that you guys are bringing to market within the systems and how we build the devices, but also have those contact points to understand as we build out full solutions for our customers, what are they going to be looking to leverage within their Intel processing environment that might have come from Hitachi, might have come from somewhere else, and what can we best do to complement their environments as they grow? We have a very strong research and development team. Our interaction with Intel starts all the way back at that level, learning and working together on what customers need and doing unique things around how to scale processing. But also being part of these programs gives us much more insight into not only how to build the solution and what direction we can expect customers to be thinking by learning and working so closely with you guys. So for us, it's a critical corporate and development partnership, and these programs are super helpful for us to stay up to speed and know how the pieces are going to fit together in our customer environment.
Can you please point us to a website or other resource for those folks online who would like to find out more?
HDS.com. You're going to find a great solutions area right there on the front page. It's going to get you to all of our software-defined content, work we do with Intel, built into the solutions that might be of interest to them.
Thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Oh, no, thank you, and very happy to participate today.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.